This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Last February 12th, on the 200th anniversary of the birth of Charles Darwin, Matt James retraced some of the famous scientist's footsteps on the remote Galapagos Islands. Literally.
The places that people go ashore today are the nice, calm beaches, and those are the places that people have always gone ashore. So certain bays and inlets on little sandy beaches where we stepped off our boat would be just within a few feet, literally, of where he would have stepped off and gone ashore.
James is a professor of paleontology and geology at Sonoma State University with an enduring interest in the Galapagos, a cluster of 14 volcanic islands about 200 miles west of Ecuador. Although they are not far distant from one another, the island's claim to fame is the way that certain native animals with common ancestors, notably finches and tortoises, developed in distinctively different ways on the separate islands. But James points out that Darwin, who was then more interested in geology than biology, didn't initially recognize the significance of those differences.
Darwin was of the impression that the tortoises were nothing special. He thought they had been introduced to the islands and they were not an indigenous production of the islands and therefore not worthy of study. Although when he was in the Galapagos, there was an English governor of the islands, and that English governor told him, if you show me a tortoise, I'll tell you which island it came from. And that, you would think, would have alerted Darwin to the fact that the tortoises are different on every island, and that's essentially the story of the Galapagos.
It was only after returning home to England and pondering the matter at length that Darwin developed his theory of natural selection. He himself never actually used the word evolution. And James notes that Darwin first had to reconcile his own religious beliefs with his scientific ideas.
When he went to the Galapagos, he had very religious views. He was basically what you would call today a creationist. And only after he returned to England did his thinking come to change about how species themselves might change. And it's possible to track that change in his thinking through his notebooks. You can see how he's wondering and speculating and postulating, and then the point at which he changes his mind is a couple of years after he gets back from the Beagle Voyage.
Even then, he knew his theory would be controversial. In fact, Darwin was so concerned about its potential reception that he delayed publication of The Origin of Species a full 10 years after he finished writing it. When it was finally published, in November 1859, the book caused a small sensation.
It sold out in record time and had to be reprinted. It was generally well received, but then, of course, the various controversies would start. And one of the controversies was not whether evolution occurred, but the mechanism of change. So to some extent, this convinced people that there was a change that could take place through natural selection. That controversy didn't really get resolved until the 1930s, until a lot of work was done on fruit flies and organisms like that.
For a century and a half now, The Origin of Species has never gone out of print. And the Galapagos Islands, a one-time penal colony, are now home to a bustling tourism industry that coexists with, and depends on, the modern-day descendants of the creatures Charles Darwin observed there. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.